Last spring, Port Elgin lost its main primary health care provider when nurse practitioner Corina Power moved out of the Horizon-operated Port Elgin Region Health Center and over to a new Horizon clinic in Sackville. But this spring, the Port Elgin Health Center is back in action, with a full-time permanent doctor seeing patients in the Horizon facility attached to the Port Elgin Regional School. The new doctor is Richard Brulé, who made his way to Port Elgin after working as a doctor in the U.S., Fredericton, and Ontario. CHMA caught up with Brulé at the recent launch of the Sackville Hospital Foundation's 2025 fundraising campaign, which aims to raise $150,000 to help equip the new Tantramar Primary Healthcare Center in Sackville.
My name is Richard Brulé. I'm a family medicine physician that just moved to Port Elgin. I moved there in December and I started practicing at the clinic there mid-January.
And how are things going at the Port Elgin Clinic?
Things are going well. A little bit of a bumpy start because we implemented electronic medical records. So the first visits with me will take a little bit longer to build the charts. Once the charts are built, the time spent is a lot more efficient with the new electronic medical records that have been implemented with my arrival.
What went into your decision to come to Port Elgin? It's a very small town, but a lovely place. Yeah. What went into that decision?
So long story. I did my residency in the United States, and then my wife was from Fredericton. So once I graduated, I practiced in Fredericton for 3 years while she was completing her nursing school. Then we moved to Ontario because that's where I'm from. And then she missed home and everything. And I liked being a salaried physician through Horizon. So we looked at coming back. And my wife's mother and grandparents are from Port Elgin. And she has a few uncles and cousins that live there. So there's lots of family connections. So when we looked into different places to practice, we were being told that the Port Elgin clinic was losing their nurse practitioner, and it was a perfect opportunity for me to slide in.
We've heard a lot about this being a new thing with doctors that don't want to set up private practices anymore. You just want the job. And how much of a difference does that make to you?
Huge difference. So in Ontario, I was my solo practice. I don't think it's a good idea for a family doctor to run a business at all. There's a lot of financial difficulties with it and running a business. And if someone's sick, there's just too much that takes me away from primary care. So I wanted to come back to being a salaried physician, dealing only with medicine and not have to worry about all the business aspects. So that was another big contribution, big part of it is that when I first came, when I first inquired about the place, it was all about, did you want to do fee for service, a combination, or salary? I'm like, salary all the way, because I didn't want to deal with the business aspect of it. I also discovered in Ontario, there are mayors that are starting to hire doctors under a salary model too. So the salary model that Horizon has been offering for years, I think is great.
Now, you mentioned there was, some hurdles to get over transitioning to electronic records. And I imagine with the gap from when the last nurse practitioner left to you starting, have you had to turn people away or are you getting up to speed now? Give me a bit of a picture of that.
Yeah, so the hurdles are just basically my access to different systems for credentials and stuff. So it took a while for me to figure out how to order things, just how things work here. I haven't had to turn away people, but it's half-hour visit to start with, and then with fit-ins throughout the day too. And we're actually expanding the clinic. So the nurse practitioner had, I think, just under 800 people or something like that. Family physician can handle around 1,400. So we are expanding. With the practice being in Strait Shores, I'm responsible for the E4M postal code. So there's about 2,000 people in that catchment area. So basically, we're still waiting on a nurse practitioner to come up, because if we have a nurse practitioner, we might get very close to being able to service the entire area. The catch is, too, that I have about 50 patients that live in Nova Scotia and many other patients in surrounding areas, too.
So the system is designed so that you have a catchment area that you're responsible for. But, of course, like you say, legacy patients in the old system come from all over.
Yes. So, I have a catchment area that I should be taking patients from, but it's not an 100% requirement. So I can make exceptions to take on other patients that are higher risk, that are a little bit farther away, or that don't mind to do the drive. But the focus is on the people that live in Straight Shores.
That's Dr. Richard Brulé, a new permanent full-time family physician working at the Port Elgin Region Health Center. In addition to serving as a family physician, Brulé takes 1 week rotation every 2 months as a hospitalist, looking after patients admitted to the Sackville Memorial Hospital. According to a recent release by Horizon Health Network, the Port Elgin Health Center is one of 46 community health centers that will be, quote, undergoing improvements and transformations to increase access and optimize capacity. CHMA reached out to Horizon for an update on plans for the Port Elgin Health Center, but the network was unable to respond before this broadcast. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.